purchase lease options and how powerful they can be.
Whether you're at the beginning of your property journey, looking to enter the market, or a seasoned professional seeking new strategies and insights, this podcast is your one-stop resource for all things property investment. Welcome to the Property Investors Network podcast. Let's embark on this exciting journey together and make your property investment dreams a reality.
Hello, my name is Mark Fitzgerald. It's great to have you joining me here today. So today I'm going to talk to you about purchase lease options. Okay, what is a purchase lease option, you may be asking? Well, we can call them PLOs for slang. They can be a purchase option. They can be all sorts. But predominantly what it is you agree to buy a property now. Okay, so you lock the price in, you agree a price right here, right now, but you actually purchase the property in the future. So some way down the line. Okay, now normally it's 3 to 5, maybe up to 7 years that it can take. And you can do this with multiple properties as well if somebody owns a portfolio. But you agree a price. So let's say for argument's sake, the property is worth 300K right now. You may agree to pay them 300K, but in 3 to 5 years' time. Now, what you would normally do then is a lease, okay? So you would lease the property from them. You will pay a minimum of £1 on the lease, but that can be whatever you negotiate. And sometimes that lease money that you pay over that time can come off the end price. Sometimes it doesn't. And again, everything's in negotiation. And of course, at the end of it, you have the option, not the obligation, to buy it. So what do I say by that? So basically, you've agreed a price, okay? You've agreed a lease price, so you can control the property, so you can maximize the cash flow out of that property, and potentially you might even put some money into the property and do it up. And you have the option at the end of that lease period, of that time, to buy the property. Now, what you want to do if you ever do a purchase lease option, and I highly recommend that you do some training, that you get some knowledge on purchase lease options, because it's not as easy as it sounds. There is a lot that can go wrong. There is a lot of things that you have to look out for, but you have an option at the end of it, not the obligation, to buy the property. Now, if you put money into it, why would you give the property back? But at the end of the day, you want to make sure that that option is assignable. So whilst you've got it there, you can assign it to another investor if you don't want to buy it. So you could really use the property all the way along, and then when it comes to buying it, you could assign it to somebody else for a fee, if potentially, you know, there's good money to be gained from getting the property, or maybe you're not in a position to buy it. Okay, so if you're not in a position to buy it, you can assign it to somebody else and let them buy it. Maybe you still control it and look after it. It's very much like a rent to rent deal, where you take hold of somebody's property, you basically treat it as if it's your own, and you look after it over that period. But at the end of it, you get the option to buy it. So when I do any rent to rent deals or anything like that, I also do look and ask the landlord that if they ever want to sell, come to me first. And that's how I've done a couple of purchase lease options. One of those I'm going to speak to you about now. So always make sure that it's right for them, okay? It's not always right for everybody, but some people do change their mind in the future. Now, you want to be using purchase lease options as a tool, not so much a strategy. A lot of people say, well, I'm looking for properties and I just want to do purchase lease options. That's a mistake. I believe when you're looking at properties, when you're evaluating the situations, if the situation is right, you may be able to agree a purchase lease option with the person that owns the property, okay? But I wouldn't use it as a strategy. I think you'll find it very, very difficult to just go out there and find purchase lease options one after the other. They're not rocking horse manure, as the saying goes, but they can be quite tricky to find. And it takes normally quite a bit of know, like, and trust to build up with the property owner before you can do deals like this, okay? So this is one of my deals, okay? And this came from a rent to rent. So I'd already done, or was looking at doing a rent to rent deal with the landlord. And it just came from the question of saying, "Are you think you'd be interested in selling this property in the future?" And they happened to say, well, over the next few years, I was actually looking at selling it. So the whole conversation started that way. The landlord doesn't have a mortgage on this property. Now, it doesn't matter. They can do it if they've got a mortgage, but you'd have to check the mortgage terms. So you don't want people really remortgaging and things whilst you've got there. So you do have to check their mortgage terms. Now, this landlord lives a long way away from the property. They live down south. I'm up north. So it's very, very difficult for them to really you know, control the property and look after it. And the reason they reached out to me was because they weren't getting what they needed from their local letting agent. So they needed help with that. They wanted to remove the hassle. They wanted me to take care of the property on a rent-to-rent basis, but we managed to do a purchase lease option with that as well. The property is not a priority to him. So you've got to imagine there's a lot of people out there that buy property because they've got quite a lot of money and they know it's a good thing to be doing, but it's not a priority in their life. It might be a priority to us, but it can be quite frustrating when you're dealing with landlords and trying to get hold of them and trying to do deals with them because it's not always a priority to them. So this was more of a liability to him that he was just having trouble with and finding it difficult to get managed to do the right things. So I came in there and I just proposed a deal to him just by building up the conversation and saying, hey, we can do this. We can do a rent-to-rent deal and everything. But if you're interested in selling, let's have a look at the market value for the property and let's maybe lock in a price now, in which case then I'll take complete care of the property as if it's my own. So I will look after the boiler. You know what I mean? All he needs to do is maintain the building's insurance just in case the roof blows off or anything like that. But the rest of it, I can insure all the contents. And of course, the controls, and of course, everything inside the property as well. So the market value, and I am up north here, so you Londoners will probably say, well, I get that in a month's rent, was £200,000. £200,000 for a 6-bed, all ensuite property. This was a couple of years ago now that we locked this in, so I'm still going through the process of leasing the property from them, okay? It needed a little updating. It needed a new kitchen, actually. When I took it on, we put new doors on the carcasses in the kitchen because the carcasses were okay, but it does need a new kitchen, so we will be looking at doing that now that we've got an option on it, and we have done that now, actually. We have put a new kitchen in there. We agreed a 5-year option on this, so after 3 years, I have then have 2 years where I can buy the property, or we can extend it to 7 years. 7 years is maximum. If I have not bought it in 7 years' time, the property just goes back to him. And obviously I lose any money that I've put into the property and things. So I need to make sure that I get that sorted. Right here, right now, I'm glad that we have that option of 7 years because it just means that with interest rates, we can sit down a little bit more and see how that's going, okay? I also have made sure that the option is assignable. If I don't want to buy it, I can always look to find an investor. And of course, I have a rent-to-rent property management company that looks after this property. So I can sell it to an investor as a going concern that we will offer them a guaranteed rent and look after the property for them. So as I say to you, we agreed a price. The asking price was 200K. I thought there's no point in haggling in that because I do believe that in 3 to 5 years, it will go up in value. So I'm quite happy with 200K locked in right here, right now. And so is he as well for peace of mind. I only pay him £1,000 a month lease fee, but you've got to remember he doesn't have a mortgage to pay on this property. So that is £1,000 in his pocket. So he's happy with that. But the other thing, the beauty of this one is every £1,000 that I pay comes off the end price. So in effect, I'm almost paying the deposit up front monthly with the profits that I make from the deal. Now, not all deals you'll do this. Not all deals will work like this either. I do have another deal and the monthly fee that I pay isn't coming off the end price at all, okay? So don't think that all deals will be done like this, but he was quite happy. When I put it to him, it's almost like me paying you in installments. He laughed, thought it was funny, and he's happy with it. So 5 years' time, if the market stays the same, you know, that will be 50K that I'll have paid off of a 200K property. So in effect, that's my deposit sorted on that property. Okay, the market rent, so the gross rental income on the property is £2,630 per month. Obviously, I, out of that, take £1,000 and pay the landlord. I then have running costs of about £720 per calendar month, and I'm left with a profit of about £910, okay? Now, that's obviously taken into account, I might have to put a bit of money into any maintenance, I might have a void, you know, but I don't have that all the time. So £900, I mean, even if it goes down to £500, it's still a nice profit. So it fluctuates in and around then, but I'm always making good money out of this. And what I do with this property, actually, all the profit that I make goes into a separate pot anyway. Why? Because it's going to help me buy it. And when I buy it, when I do buy it, I do want to go through and give it a whole new refurb, potentially just before I buy it to try and get maximum price for the property so that when I actually put a mortgage on there, it's worth a hell of a lot more than what I'm paying for it. We do have to put money into there, so it does cost us a bit of money, but as you can see, if you set this up properly, you set this up for success, then you are doing good deals. As I say, I've got another 6-bed that I've got a purchase lease option on. The money that I pay each month doesn't come off the end price. The landlord wouldn't go for it when I offered it to him, when I said to him, how about I do this and I do that? And it's just like, no, but it's still a sweet little deal. So he's happy. Those are just some of the ways you can do purchase lease options, maybe in a bit of a different manner, but it's just there to open your eyes up to the opportunities that are out there. Now, there are some costs that you're gonna have when you're doing purchase lease options, solicitor's fees. Never get a contract off of the internet. Never get a contract off of me or anybody else for a purchase lease option, okay? Because they're never the same. There's always gonna be some sort of different terms in there. There's always gonna be something. They need to be drawn up for the property. So if you're looking at a portfolio of 10 properties from one landlord and you wanna do a purchase lease option on all of those properties, which is great, you do have to take into account you will need contracts for each of those properties. They start at around £1,200, okay? So you're looking at £1,200 over the course of that portfolio. Now, of course, people get cold feet as well. So you could get solicitors to draw all of these up and then not actually do the deal and spend a lot of money. So you need to know what you're doing. You need to be making sure that you're saying the right things, that you're being transparent, that you're being clear in what is going on. And that is, of course, why we have training to help you with that. Okay, so if you do need any help with that, then do check out pinfurtherlearning.co.uk and we can help you with your purchase lease option deals. Okay, we have some webinars running at the moment as well, depending on when you're listening to this, that can help you, where we have live training and you can ask questions on those training. Okay, so it's a great tool to be dipping into, to be getting in there and to be using right here, right now, where the market is a little bit stagnant. When the market's a bit sticky, that's a great time to be looking to do lease options. I'm certainly out there at the moment looking at property deals and seeing if any of those deals actually fit to be doing purchase lease options on them. Okay, so make sure that you invest with skill, you invest with knowledge, and that you check out Pin Further Learning for all free tools and resources and anything else like that. Okay, you take care and bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Property Investors Network podcast. Remember, investing in property is not just about numbers and profits, but also about building communities and creating a lasting impact. You can do this by checking out our website at pinfurtherlearning.co.uk. And of course, look to book onto your local Property Investors networking event. We are here to help and support you every step of the way, and I look forward to you joining me very soon. Bye for now.